Hey, Jackson.
Hey, buddy.
You got to choose your own walk-up song.
Walk-up song. Lil Wayne. Some by Lil Wayne, probably.
What do you say you have a statue?
In a hotel, like 63. Honestly, yeah, I need a cold.
Jackson, just more than ever today, right? You, the athlete, the gambling, just a lot of fans, you guys as commodities. What can the media do to kind of help humanize that?
That's a good question. Something I really haven't, thought about, honestly. Just right now, in the position I am, just focusing on what, I have to do. But, I'll think about that maybe in the offseason, get back to you.
Hey, Jackson, real quick, Brandon here talking about faith in football. Can you talk about your faith in Christ, what it means to you, and how do you apply that in your life?
Yes, I am a believer, believe in Christ. My walk in my faith is big for me, and I give that credit to my parents and how they raised me and my family. And I believe I'm here to serve others and to serve the Lord. So that's my calling, and it's beautiful, and I love to do it every single day.
Jackson, who are your top three Ohio State receivers of all time?
Chris Carter, Marvin Harrison Jr., David Boston.
Quick question for you. As far as your breakout season this year, congratulations if you do wind up winning Offensive Player of the Year, maybe a Super Bowl with it. What has led to that season this year that's allowed you to become potentially the best receiver in football?
Yeah, I give credit to my teammates, honestly. So, football is the ultimate team sport, and having Sam back there doing his thing, I wouldn't be in a position without him. And Coach Kubiak putting me in position, Mike McDonald and how he – just brought all of us together, defense, and it's a collective thing. So, I would give credit to that. In many ways, he is a Hall of Famer in my eyes and a lot of people's eyes, future Hall of Famer, and just to see him every day and ask questions and for him to be available for me. It's been great, and I've learned numerous of things. It's been good, a little hectic, but eyes on the prize. Staying focused, staying ready, and ready to get to practice tomorrow and play some ball. Yeah, definitely. That was always my mindset, even as a young player. Like, what do I have to do to be well-rounded, especially, the body type that I have, not the biggest or the fastest, but, what can I do to be able to still take those deep shots, short game, medium routes, and, that was always a thought process going into a season, so... still got some work to do. I feel like my ceiling is still, high, and, just want to go get it.
Is there a secret to sliding into a wide receiver one role?
Say it again.
DK was the wide receiver one last year, maybe Lockett before that. How have you been able to seamlessly slide into that role, being the guy?
Yeah, I think it's just opportunity, opportunity. And I think the coaching staff have entrusted me to take on that role and give me those opportunities. So I just want to take full advantage of everything that is given to me. And, my mindset is, to catch every ball, that comes my way and make the most of every opportunity.
Jackson, last week you had a sports card sell for $48,000. It's your most expensive card to ever sell. What if I told 10-year-old Jackson that one day you'd have a piece of cardboard with your face on it that would sell for almost 50 bands?
That's crazy. That's amazing. That 10-year-old kid would, probably run off and go play some ball, wouldn't even care. But, now, looking at it now, it is a pretty cool thing.
So I'm the guy that bought that. So.
Oh, nice. Nice to meet you.
Jackson, who has helped you the most on your football journey to get to this point? And what are What did they do to get you here?
I would give credit to either my father or my brother. Just them seeing the potential at a very young age and seeing the love that I have for the sport and pushing me to my limits, you know, up early mornings, you know, sacrificing. My dad's sacrificing time, you know, at his job, so I'm able to, you know, travel and play some ball and visit schools. So a lot of sacrifice, you know, that my family has made. So I give credit to that.
Jackson, what's your biggest financial flex? I did this last year. Chris Jones on the Chiefs says he's got the Tiffany Patek $1 million watch. Other guys a little more savvy, but if I asked you something creative, what's your biggest financial flex?
It's a good question. I don't know. I try to get everything for free. You know what I'm saying? Like this chain on my neck, you know, is free. You know, that's gotta be a financial flex right there. This is probably going for like at least 25 bands.
Dang.
Right.
And then, hey, what's one NFL team you grew up a diehard fan of?
I grew up in Dallas, Texas, so I would say the Cowboys.
Rockwall, right?
Rockwall,
where
yeah.
Did Dak Prescott go to college?
Mississippi State.
Yeah. Obviously at Ohio State, I mean, you were a baller. I'm repping that.
Love the jersey.
47-yard Rose Bowl game, but you mentioned how early on in your career there was a matter of opportunities, maybe not getting as many snaps as you are now, especially out wide. You were in the slot a little bit more. Did you feel like you should have been, you know, getting all of these X reps on the outside for the jump, or were there parts of your game that you had to develop leading into these first 3 years that you had to grow into?
That's a good question. I think a little bit of both. I think, you know, me coming in as a young guy, you know, I was ready for it. I was ready, you know, how I envisioned myself, kind of like how it is now, like lining up everywhere. And that's something I said pre-draft before, you know, the Seahawks drafted me and teams were, you know, asking questions. I told them, you know, I'm well-rounded and I can play anywhere. And that's always been my mindset. And like I said, it's just about opportunities and you know, that's it.
Yeah, in between you and your former teammate, Trevion Henderson, I wanted to ask him this. I didn't get to, but who's winning in a race between you two?
I don't know. We got to line it up. I think his 40 time may be faster, but I'm a, you know, toe-to-toe guy. Let's race on the field. I think, you know, we'll see. Possibly.
Jackson, can you tell me a bit about your childhood and the hometown that you grew up in and how that sort of changed into who you are today?
Yeah.
Especially with your brother as well. Did you play much baseball?
I did. I grew up playing a lot of sports, baseball included, basketball. I was big in basketball. That took me away kind of from baseball season. But growing up kind of east of Dallas, East Texas, born in Nacogdoches, moved to Terrell, Texas, Forney, Texas, end up going to school at Rockwall, Texas, where I grew up. And, you know, football is huge there. Was playing, you know, football since I was 3 years old. And, you know, it's a blessing, you know, it's a blessing from where I came from, and definitely got me here today.
Jackson, who was the most
Cowboys faith help you that you were being up to do?
Say it again.
How's your walk with faith help you going ups and downs?
Yeah, I just have an unwavering faith. You know, results are one game, bad game, good game, it doesn't, you know, move me. And I think just being able to stand on that has brought a lot of peace in my life.
What do you think makes you unique?
I think, you know, just problem solving, being out there, understanding defenses, man or zone, and, you know, getting funky looks that we're not used to. I think being able to problem solve and still connect with my quarterback is something that I would say is pretty good about my game.
Is there a receiver in the league that reminds you of you?
In the league right now?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say fully, no.
Josh, can you talk about how this team was built? Like, there's been a lot of discussion about how much was gained in the first round when you and Devin got taken, but it's the third youngest team in the league. You've added some veterans like Coop and D'Lon and a few others. Can you talk a bit about the mix and why it works so well?
Yeah, I think John and all the guys have done a great job building this roster, and, you know, I think there's a certain – type of guy they look for, and, you know, you got to love football, you got to love competing, and you got to be, you know, a good guy. I would give credit to everyone in our locker room. We got a bunch of great guys who, you know, really love each other and love, you know, to play for each other and love ball and love to win. So I think just having that DNA is something special that's in the locker room. And
if you guys win, would you cover up the Dallas Cowboys tattoo?
Nah. I don't think I cover it up.
Do you think the Cowboys can ever win a Super Bowl?
I don't know. Oh, definitely. I think just seeing this thing grow and what he's built, kind of his vision on what this team is supposed to look like and how he wants it to look like, I think has a big impact on, you know, how we move and our belief and our culture. So I give credit to that. Him just putting it into words and really standing on that every single day and, like I said, finding the right group of guys to get it done.
Jackson, you talked about your love for basketball and playing basketball growing up. We saw your pops actually dunking over the goalposts. I was wondering, what would you believe your NBA comp would be? And you have a favorite NBA team?
Yeah. I like the Mavericks and I like the Lakers. I'm a LeBron fan. I'm a Kyrie fan, you know, so I watch a lot of Kyrie highlights. I love his creativity with the Rock. I think it's special. So I'll say Kyrie. I would say Kyrie Irving.
You mentioned Lakers and Mavericks. What were your thoughts about the trade? Obviously, it's been a year now.
Oh, yeah. I remember it. It was shocking, honestly. Me being a Dallas native, it was shocking. Couldn't believe it. Was a little happy he went to the Lakers, that I'm a LeBron fan. But, yeah, so it was kind of bittersweet.
Wow,
getting drafted.
That's your first pro interview you gave it to me.
Wow, man. So good to see you again, brother. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you have any touchdown celebration prepared for Sunday?
Oh, no. I usually work on that stuff on Friday, so.
It's because maybe I am your lucky charm.
Okay, yeah.
So let's plan a celebration.
Okay.
If you score, just do like this.
Look, that? Okay. This. Okay.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Jackson, is your ability to get in cuts quickly, is that something that is natural to your ability, or is it something that you've trained and focused on?
I do. Yeah, I think it is natural. You know, it's something I've been doing for a very long time. So, you know, I definitely work on it. But I think basketball, you know, I give credit to basketball. I give credit to playing shortstop back in the day, just being in the right position, the right body position to be explosive and to get in and out of my cuts. Yeah, he's an elite cornerback, well-rounded cornerback, can really do it all. And, you know, it's going to be a fun matchup. Great player.
Jackson, you're playing the Super Bowl in the building where you clinched the number one playoff seed. Did you have a feeling that day when you were playing the 49ers that you'd be back?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, clinching that first seed is huge, honestly. And definitely felt, you know, kind of the momentum and kind of the spirit of, you know, we'll be back here.
And you get the 49ers locker room this time. Are you going to leave any little messages for them?
Messages? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Jackson, there's a lot of stuff that you've learned from Cooper, you know, over the course of this year, but what's something maybe you've taken from him about showing up in big games the way you did in the NFC Championship game, the way you would hope to?
Yeah, really. Really, like I've been saying, and what Coop brought to this team, you know, in his words, is, you know, process over results. And, you know, it's not about, you know, the game is the game, and we're going to be ready for it, and I'm going to give it all each and every single game. You know, for us, it's about process, making sure we're ready, making sure we know exactly where we need to be, run game and pass game. And, you know, I think he's brought that to me and the team, and it's excelled us.
How influential was Brian Hartline in your development?
Huge, you know. Him having a big career, a great career in the NFL, you know, helping young kids like myself understand the game, and especially coming out of high school, that's a big learning curve, high school to college. So just to have him, his support has been great.
What tips, if any, did you learn from Cooper about route running?
One more time.
What tips, if any, did you learn from Cooper about route running?
Yeah. A lot. Like when to bring energy in the route, you know, at the top of the route, bringing energy and playing fast, really.
Did you think you might have been drafted by the Jets?
At that time, yeah, I thought it was possible.
What was your reaction when they chose somebody else?
I was just like, they chose somebody else. I wonder who's going to get me.
What, you had a good meetings with them?
Yeah, pretty good meetings.
You mentioned earlier about like telling teams that you saw yourself as an outside receiver, a guy could do everything everywhere. Through your career, with high school, college, have you felt like ever like typecast as a slot receiver? Was that like frustrating to you?
Yeah, I mean, I would see it in the media and stuff like that. It's understandable. It's understandable seeing my sophomore season. I lined up in the slot a lot, having Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. But the belief in myself has always been I can line up anywhere. And, you know, I think you would have saw that a lot during my third season, but I wasn't given the opportunity. So, you know, that label was kind of put on me, but I never really, you know, believed in it. I'm just looking to let it loose, man. I'm looking forward to the ball getting hiked and me giving my full effort to do whatever I need to do to get the job done.
Yeah, Sam had such a journey in his NFL career so far, from how it started to where he has is now, getting you guys to the Super Bowl. Just how impressed have you been with him being here?
Very impressed, man. From the day he got here, from the day we met, just his determination, his will, his evenness has been great, you know, for myself and this team. And, you know, he's the leader of our team and we're riding with him and, you know, we believe in him. And yeah, that's about it. my favorite, probably Larry Fitzgerald.
Every receiver has his own style. How would you characterize your style?
Just an all-around threat, you know, can line up anywhere on the field and really get the job done.
Jackson, do you have any nicknames in the locker room? If not, may I recommend one?
You can recommend one.
The Emerald City Router.
Nice. That's pretty nice. It's long, but it's nice.
We can shorten it to
yeah.
CRA.
There we go.
86% odds right now that you're the offensive player of the year winner. Are you paying attention at all to the
No, I'm not paying attention to that. Like I said before the season, like I'm really just focused on winning a ring, and everything else falls behind that. But that would be, you know, pretty cool.
What's your best investment advice that you're getting right now?
Investment advice? Really, you know, right now as a young guy, for me it's just really investing in myself and for me to get to where I want to get. Definitely. Really just how to carry yourself like a Hall of Fame receiver and how to approach the game and, you know, everything, life. So, you know, to have him has been an extreme help. And I've learned a lot, you know, asked a lot of questions, watched him a lot, and how he does things. And he does things the right way. So it's easy to follow and easy to see and for me to propel my game. When did I really? I really thought he was an elite competitor, and picking his brain, I thought, you know, I just thought he was an elite, you know, guy, and going out to practice every day against our defense is no joke, and you know, for us to see success and to see improvement, really each and every day was something, you know, that stuck with me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, single me up one-on-one, double team, triple team, zone, you know, a bunch of different ways. Really just locking in every single play and understanding, you know, this might not be my play, but four plays later might be my play. So really just staying locked in and understanding, you know, anything can happen at any given moment, you know, for me to help my team. So really just staying ready and staying in the game.
Jackson, Jen Kelly Stone, you have an amazing athlete for a brother. How did you guys own each other's skills?
Oh, yeah, he used to beat me up. On the court, on the field a lot, you know. I'm definitely getting my get back as of now. But, you know, just took a lot of losses, and I think that definitely helped me to be the type of player I am today. Exactly.
Jackson, it was an off-season full of changes for the Seahawks. Obviously, signing Sam, like, training D.A. Do you remember what your reaction is to those guys? Obviously, now your reaction, how they all here.
Yeah, first, I mean, it was hard to see those guys leave. You know, I give a lot of credit to them, you know, on how they approached the game and helped me, you know, as a player and getting settled in Seattle. Three great players, a lot of great players, you know, that left. So it was definitely hard for the moment, but, you know, just understanding it's a business and, you know, that, you know, I would probably be given, you know, some more stuff on my plate. And so I just had to be